This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
This month in music history.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. We walk through music history for the month of April. April 1st, 2003, the White Stripes released their album Elephant, containing their signature song Seven Nation Army. April 1st, 1980, Brian Johnson was named the new lead singer of AC/DC. He replaced Bon Scott, who died 6 weeks earlier. And do check out a past episode of Taking a Walk with Brian Johnson. He is amusing, to say the least. April 1st, 1976, Rush releases the album 2112. April 2nd, 1977, the number one album was Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, where it stayed for 29 weeks. April 2nd, 1975, Bad Company released their album Straight Shooter. Feel Like Making Love, Shooting Star, Good Lovin' Gone Bad from that one. And if you want to check out a fun past episode of Taking a Walk, check out the one with Paul Rogers of Bad Company and Free and Firm Fame. Say that three times fast. Firm Fame. April 3rd, 1977, Supertramp released the album Even in the Quietest Moments. We'll give a little bit on that one. April 3rd, 1968, Sebastian Bach, the frontman for Skid Row, was born in Freeport, Bahamas. April 3rd, 1968, brought us Simon and Garfunkel's album, Bookends. April 3rd, 1943, Richard Manuel, the pianist and vocalist for the band, was born in Stratford, Ontario. April 4th, 1992, the number one album was a soundtrack to the movie Wayne's World. Bohemian Rhapsody in that one. Dreamweaver, Ballroom Blitz, and Foxy Lady. April 4th, 1981, the number one album was Paradise Theater by Styx. April 4th, 1966, Mike Starr, the original bassist for the band Alice in Chains, was born in Honolulu. April 4th, 1964, like so many moments in music history, it's about the Beatles. The Beatles held the top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100, April 4th, 1964. April 4th, 1952, guitarist Gary Moore was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Remember his song, Still Got the Blues, in 1990. April 4th, 1948, Barry Oakley of the Allman Brothers was born in Chicago on that day. April 5th, 1997, the number one album was Nine Lives by Aerosmith. April 5th, 1966, Mike McCready, the guitarist and founding member of Pearl Jam, was born in Pensacola. April 5th, 1954, remember Stan Ridgway? Remember Wall of Voodoo? Well, he was born on that day. Wall of Voodoo is the band that brought us Mexican Radio. April 6, 1999, Buck Cherry released their self-titled debut album. April 6, 1993, Tool releases their debut album, Undertow. Also April 6, 1987, The Cult released the album Electric. Love Removal Machine was on that one. April 6, 1968, Pink Floyd announced that Syd Barrett had officially left the group. Maybe the planet, too, at that point. April 7th, 2020, we lost the great John Prine, the singer-songwriter. April 7th, 1979, Joe Jackson released his debut album, Look Sharp, Sunday Papers on that one. And is she really going out with him? April 7th, 1978 is when the band released the album, The Last Waltz. April 7th, 1948, John Oates of Hall & Oates was born in New York City on that day. April 8th, 2003, Godsmack released their album called Faceless. April 8th, 2000, the classic skit More Cowbell ran on Saturday Night Live. That Will Ferrell gets me every time. April 8th, 1977, The Clash released their self-titled debut album, Police and Thieves on that one, and White Riot. April 8th, 1975, Aerosmith released the album Toys in the Attic, Sweet Emotion, and Walk This Way on that one. April 8th, 1963, Julian Lennon, son of John, was born in Liverpool, England. April 8th, 1962, Izzy Stradlin, the guitarist with Guns N' Roses, was born in Lafayette, Indiana. Also April 8th, 1947, Steve Howe, guitarist with Yes, was born in London. April 9th, 1984, R.E.M. releases their album, Reckoning, South Central Rain, and Don't Go Back to Rockville on that one. April 9th, 1969, Kevin Martin, the lead vocalist for the band Candlebox, was born in Elgin, Illinois. April 10th, 1976, the number one album, Frampton Comes Alive by Peter Frampton. April 10th, 1970, Paul McCartney publicly announced that he had left the Beatles. Also April 10th, 1964, another Beatles moment, their second album was released. April 10th, 1959, Brian Setzer, the frontman for the Stray Cats, was born in Massapequa, New York. April 11th, 1989, another with the band The Cult. The Cult releases their album Sonic Temple on that day. Fire Woman was a big one off of that one. Great song. April 12, 1982, John Cougar releases the album American Fool, Hurt So Good, and Jack and Diane, and Hand to Hold On To on that one. And we had the great drummer Kenny Aronoff, who played for so many years with John on a past episode. Definitely check that one out as well. April 12, 1976 is when Bob Seger released the album Live Bullet. And also April 12, 1973 is when the Jay Giles Band released the album Bloodshot. April 13, 1983 is when the Violent Femmes released their self-titled debut album, Blister in the Sun. Big one from that one. April 13, 1973 is when David Bowie released the album Aladdin Sane, Panic in Detroit. Also Gene Genie on that one. And a pretty good cover of The Stones' Let's Spend the Night Together. April 13, 1951, Max Weinberg, the drummer for the E Street Band, was born in Newark, New Jersey on that day. April 13, 1945 is when Lowell George, the founder and frontman for Little Feat, was born in Hollywood, California. Also April 13, 1944, Jack Cassidy, the bassist with the Jefferson Airplane, was born in Washington, D.C. on that day. April 14, 1983, another David Bowie moment, he released the album Let's Dance with Modern Love and China Girl, and there was an unknown guitarist at the time who was part of that one, named Stevie Ray Vaughan. April 15, 1997, the band Seven Dust released their self-titled debut album. April 15, 1980 is when Patrick Carney, the drummer for the Black Keys, was born in Akron, Ohio. April 15, 1978, the great singer, guitarist Chris Stapleton was born in Lexington, Kentucky on that day. April 15, 1974, Leonard Skinner released their album Second Helping. Sweet Home Alabama, Call Me the Breeze, Don't Ask Me No Questions, and a real gem that often is forgotten, The Ballad of Curtis Lowe on that one. April 15, 1966, The Rolling Stones released their album Aftermath. A ton of great ones on that one. Mother's Little Helper, Under My Thumb, Paint It Black, to name a few. April 15th, 1944, guitarist singer Dave Edmonds was born in Cardiff, Wales. April 16, 1986, the band Rage Against the Machine released their album, Evil Empire. Also April 16, 1991, remember Temple of the Dog? This was a supergroup of sorts, included Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. They released their self-titled and only album, Temple of the Dog. April 16, 1974 is when Queen played their first North American show, opening for Mata Hoople in Denver, Colorado. April 16, 1953, Peter Garrett, the frontman for the band Midnight Oil, was born in Sydney, Australia. April 17, 1973, the Eagles released their album Desperado. April 17, 1967, the singer Liz Phair was born in New Haven, Connecticut. April 18, 1992, the number one album was Adrenalized by Def Leppard. April 18, 1987, remember the Headbangers Ball? Well, it debuted on MTV on that day in music history. April 18, 1975 is the release date for ZZ Top's album, Fandango. April 19, 2012, we lost the great Levon Helm, the drummer and vocalist for the band. April 19, 1971, The Doors released the album L.A. Woman. April 20th, 2024, it's a day to celebrate National Record Store Day. April 20th, 1993 is when Aerosmith released their album Get a Grip. April 20th, 1974, Robin Trower releases the album Bridge of Sighs. Some great tunes on that one, including Day of the Eagle and Two Rolling Stones. April 21st, 2016, that's a sad day. We lost Prince on that day at the age of 57. April 21st, 1947, Iggy Pop was born in Muskegon, Michigan. April 22nd, 1951, Paul Carrack, the singer-songwriter from Ace, Squeeze, and Mike and the Mechanics, was born in Sheffield, England. And also April 22nd, but in 1950, Peter Frampton was born in Beckingham, England on that day in music history. April 23rd, 1976, the Rolling Stones released their album Black and Blue. On that one, Fool to Cry, Hot Stuff, and The Great Memory Motel. Also April 23rd, 1971, is the Rolling Stones releasing the album Sticky Fingers on that one. One of their great classics, one of their many classics. April 24th, 1989, Tom Petty released his debut solo album, Full Moon Fever, Free Fallin' and I Won't Back Down and Running Down a Dream on that one. April 24th, 1978 is when Cheap Trick released the album, Heaven Tonight. April 25th, 2000, the band Papa Roach released their debut album called Infest. And also April 25, 1980, Black Sabbath releases their album, Heaven and Hell. April 26, 1994, the band Live released their album called Throwing Copper. April 26, 1943 is when Gary Wright was born in Creskill, New Jersey. April 27, 1981 is when Ringo Starr married the actress Barbara Bach, and it's so great that they're still together and still looking happy. April 27, 1948, Kate Pearson, the singer and founding member of the B-52s, was born in Weehawken, New Jersey. April 28, 1998, the band Eve 6 released their self-titled debut album. April 28, 1973, the number one album, Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. April 28, 1969, the band Chicago, known then as Chicago Transit Authority, released their self-titled debut album. Also April 28, 1953, Kim Gordon, the bassist for the band Sonic Youth, was born in Rochester, New York. April 29, 1981, Van Halen released their album Fair Warning. On that one, Unchained and So This Is Love and Mean Street. April 29, 1933, Willie Nelson was born in Abbott, Texas on that day in music history. April 30th, 1996, the Dave Matthews Band released their album, Crash. So much to say, Trippin' Billy's on that one. And then also finally, April 30th, 1976 is when AC/DC released the album High Voltage, internationally released, TNT, It's a Long Way to the Top, most notable on that one. Well, thanks for listening to the Taking a Walk podcast, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the Taking a Walk podcast, we would be so indebted if you would share an episode or two or three with a friend. Thanks for listening.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.